Close your eyes and bring your focus to behind your eyes. Choose a point behind your eyes and bring your awareness to these points, these two points behind your eyes. And as you do that, your awareness will be drawn inside. And you'll notice that the degree of effort that you use to hold your awareness at this point lightens and loosens as you allow your awareness to stay at these two points. From this point, using the exercise that you've just worked through, ask yourself, where in my body do I feel whatever challenge you were looking to understand better? And very instantly, you'll notice exactly where you feel it. You may second guess it, but don't overthink it. You know exactly where it is. Your awareness will be drawn to somewhere in your inner body. And now it's time to get curious about it. So notice the outline of it. Just zoom out a bit. Notice the shape of it as you hover around it. So you get an idea of where it is, where it's not. So you can now see the outline of this object within your body. Now notice if it has a colour. If it has a colour, you'll instantly notice. You'll see it straight away. If you don't see it, just let it go. It's fine. Notice the texture now. Again, it will instantly come to you, or it won't. Either is fine. And then the density. Get an idea of the density, however you perceive that. See if you can get a sense of it. And then lastly, the weight. Do you instantly get a sensation, experience of the weightiness of it or the lightness of it? So now you should clearly be able to notice, yep, I know where it is, where it's not, and I have a good idea of its qualities. Notice that you're noticing it from the outside now. So to feel these feelings, you need to be able to put your awareness inside it. But it's done with permission. So if you bring your awareness now gently up against the object, just imagine that your awareness is slipping inside of it. It just falls inside as you gently put your awareness up against it. And once that happens, you'll notice that you're inside because it will feel as if it's quite frantic and chaotic around you suddenly, before it wasn't. Like there's a lot of buzzing going on. So allow your awareness to be in that space, to stay there. And then notice that you have an option. You have an option to resist the experience of it being chaotic around you and for it to stay like that. Or you can open to it. So a space where your awareness is, that experience around you can flow through. So it's almost like you imagine a cloud coming over, rain dropping down, and you can resist the raindrops hitting you, or you can just let them wash through. And see if you can just let it all kind of flow and wash through that central place of awareness where you feel you are within this object. And as you let the sensation move through, the experience move through, you'll notice how it feels as it moves through. And actually what you notice is, it's not unpleasant. In fact, it feels relatively pleasant as it moves through. And that gives you the courage and the openness and willingness to go, oh, well, I will let the rest of it come through. And you do that cycle again and again and again. Just allow all those feelings to move through. Let them move through. Let them move through. Let them move through. allow, open. And as that happens, you'll notice that there's a release at the end of that, each time, each cycle. And you notice that you start to feel lighter. And not only that, does it feels lighter around you, and almost like the boundary that where your awareness is and your surroundings almost merge into one. It almost feels like it's all one flow, one big space. And once that feels at a point that feels peaceful, tranquil, feels like you're in a place of acceptance, then move your awareness gently out of that space and look back at the object. As you're looking back at the object, just notice instinctively what your answer is to this question, which is, am I ready to let go of this object, yes or no? Am I ready to let go of this object, yes or no? And no judgment, just notice what instinctively comes up. No or yes. If it's yes, you're then ready to go to the next step. If it's no, what you're going to do is you're going to process the same, you're going to go through the same process again. Okay, so you're going to go back into the object, leaning up against it, sink inside, and there'll be even more for you to feel and to let move through you. Okay, if it is yes and you're ready to move forward, then you're going to imagine now a big bubble in front of you. A big bubble in front of you. And as you imagine this bubble in front of you, you're going to take the object that you've noticed and put as much of it that you're willing to let go of into the bubble in front of you. And then give the bubble a gentle push. And watch the bubble go up, up, up into the sky, out through the atmosphere, way out into the infinite expanse of space and the universe. And at the right point, you just let the bubble pop and then allow your awareness to come soaring back towards planet Earth, through the atmosphere, through the sky, and back into your body, and notice how it feels where the object was. And just notice if there's anything left, and if there's anything left, what percentage of it's left. And once you've got that, start to go through, if there's anything left of it, notice again the shape, colour, texture, density, and go through the same initial process if you desire, or you can pause at this point now. So wherever you are, you can guide yourself through the last steps. Now you know the process. Or you can come to a pause where you leave the exercise.